Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic, and I'm Maya Palacio. Clinton Smith, 48, pleaded guilty to causing the death of 70-year-old Keith Gordon. Coming from the Gazette, Smith denied murdering Mr. Gordon, whose lifeless body was found inside a home on Victoria Street on June 11th of 2022. Now, Mr. Gordon was the son of late Labour and civil rights leader E.F. Gordon, a national hero, and brother of former Premier Dame Pamela Gordon and former opposition leader Patricia Gordon Pamplin. Hussein Judge Juan Wolf adjourned the case to November the 12th and remanded Smith into custody until that time. Also appearing in court was former Progressive Labour Party Senator Curtis Richardson, who denied causing the death of award-winning footballer Marco Warren by driving without due care and attention. You will recall the tragic death of Mr. Warren, 29, a three-time recipient of the Bermuda Football Association's Most Valuable Player Award and a new father. He was found unconscious at the junction of North Shore and Trinity Church Roads in Hamilton Parish on May the 14th of 2023 and was pronounced dead at the hospital. In the courts, Mr. Justice Wolf adjourned the case to December the 27th when a trial date may be set and extended Mr. Richardson's bail until that time. In other news, Bermuda is suffering from a lack of oncologists. The Ministry of Health, led by Minister Kim Wilson, has voiced serious concerns about the impact on patient care due to a shortage of oncologists at the Bermuda Hospital Board Oncology Unit. With one oncologist having departed earlier this year and another in September, the ministry recognizes the stress this places on newly diagnosed cancer patients who may need to seek temporary treatment overseas. The BHB is actively recruiting to fill these critical positions and expects two new oncologists to arrive soon to restore essential, uninterrupted care. Minister Wilson said, quote, "Our focus remains on protecting the well-being of every patient in Bermuda, especially during this challenging time. We are working closely with BHB to ensure that no one is left without options and that those who cannot travel overseas have access to local care. Patient health is our highest priority, and we will fully support the BHB's efforts to expedite the arrival of new oncologists by collaborating with the Department of Immigration." Furthermore, this November, Bermuda is Love is launching the hashtag Your Health, Your Future campaign to educate and inspire Bermudians to take proactive steps toward improving their physical and mental health, thereby creating a more vibrant and resilient future for everyone. The Your Health, Your Future campaign will run throughout the month of November and feature a diverse range of activities, resources, and community events. From educational workshops to fitness activities, the campaign is designed to make health a community priority, equipping individuals and families with the knowledge, resources, and motivation to lead healthier lives.
Bermuda is Love invites everyone in Bermuda to participate and take charge of their health by joining events, following the campaign on social media, and encouraging friends and family to get involved. Your health is your future. We all have a responsibility to take care of our bodies and minds.
You can follow their journey and all the campaigns and events by going to Bermuda is Love on all their social platforms. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.